Could you talk a little bit about the beginnings of the Beijing osteoarthritis study?
Yeah, sure. So I was working then with a group that I've worked with for a while, including friends of mine here and friends out in San Francisco. And we realized that we could get insights about what caused arthritis here from studying another ethnic group and another lifestyle group that apparently wasn't getting the same rates of arthritis that we were. And we might be able to figure out, number one, why we're getting arthritis as much as we are. And number two, whether that other group, in this case the Chinese, were also getting it, and if so, why or why not. It might help us understand better how we'd prevent our own diseases or how they would. And so we convinced the National Institutes of Health to fund us to go over there, which was really very lucky. The other serendipitous circumstance for us was that there was somebody in China who had done a big osteoporosis population-based study in Beijing, and we knew her, and she was spectacular. She was just great. Her name was Ling Zhu. She could organize it, so we convinced the NIH and then got Ling to help us do the population sampling, and we could figure out, compared with the same kinds of measures in the States, what was going on there. And what was going on there was not what we originally thought. What was going on there, we did think, was that they didn't get any hip arthritis. And that was, in fact, the case. They get no hip arthritis, or just about none. And that probably is related to anatomy, differences in anatomy, which we didn't know. And then it turns out they get as much or more knee arthritis than we do. And that was also a shocker, because they're not as overweight as we are. So, and that is, in China, that now is a huge public health issue, because they don't have as many knee replacements or as many options for knee replacements. So here's a group of people getting into their elderly years that are, you know, I mean, you can imagine whole rural communities just limping around.
Right. The burden of diseases.
Just burden of disease is enormous. And they're, you know, understandably worried about those illnesses that are killing them, not those that are disabling, which is their highest priority. So what they've got, unfortunately, residually, and they're beginning to grapple with it, is what we all recognize as a highly disabling, highly prevalent disorder that is has a huge prevalence in their society.